Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, celebrating 25 magical years in our magic sprinkle dust. Big shout out to our friends at Curio and Foreign Daughter on that as well. The 25th anniversary documentary coming out later on in the month. And really this week, we're getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I spoke to some of Johnny O's people this week, as well as Governor Wes Moore. I'm going to be talking about the bridge, talking about the peninsula. I have some great guests. Key Brewing is stopping by. Joe Golden, some folks to talk about the peninsula at Costas on Tuesday from 11 until 2, and then the Orioles play at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to have some crab imperial and some oysters Rockefeller and probably some cream of crab soup because it's going to be that kind of a day for me. I'll be giving away scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery, these 10 times the cash, which I have remaining from Cup of Super Bowl from last month. By Friday, when we get the Fadleys, I will have some Pac-Man, Waka Waka Waka. We'll have some scratch-offs to give away. The new Lexington Market, the new Fadleys. Just had a delicious crab cake there on opening day. Can't wait to get back on Friday. We'll be there from 2 until 5. We'll be live. Nasty, you ain't going live no more. I'm going live on Friday, 2 until 5. So if you want to come down, be nice if you stop down. That's Coco's rule. Be nice. If you want to come down on Friday, 2 until 3, Luke will be there for pictures and autographs. And Leonard Raskin joins us now. I'm wearing his shirt. It's tax season. He's not a tax freak out guy because he doesn't want his clients to freak out. So when I say it's tax week, Leonard, for some of the world that gets, you know, the loins a little bit in a bunch, I think.
People
are
possessed by April 15th. And it's kind of like you're driving down the road. You think you're doing everything perfectly legal. And then suddenly red and blue lights come up behind you.
And hold on, I've given you the emotion. Hold on. Hold on. Do I have a taillight out?
Not that you know.
I'm thinking, it's my little sticker out of date because I got pulled over once for that.
It just sends the fear of God right through you. That emotion, that just, oh my God. April 15th has the same effect. And you know what's even crazier? Every day we stroll down to the mailbox, we get the mail. Nothing that matters, a bunch of junk, a couple things that we're going to look at, maybe something cool. And then you flip through and there's a letter, return address, Internal Revenue Service. And people go into that same, what is this?
You know what? I've never been sideways with anything governmental, but it's the biggest fear we all have, right?
That's right.
I've never been arrested. I've been sued illicitly. You can look that stuff up as well. But like, can I give you a funny story because my dough and famously that I'm really good at certain things and the documentary will point that out. And I'm not great at other things, which is why I need people like you and Scott Keck's been in my life, different people, lawyers that I've had in my life, doctors we've had, people that have done important.
Gotta hire
lifting.
Professionals to do their job.
And this is why I have you at Raskin Global, whatever. So I've never told the story in the air, so you're making me tell the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I've been pulled over a couple of times in my life. I famously have told you about drinking and driving and my Budweiser, Miller, and Coors sponsorships that, like, drinking and driving is something I did when I was 19 one night after a Mike Tyson fight, had a little bit of a blackout, and never, ever, ever thought about doing it again. Two alcoholic parents. So you learn about that. So you're getting pulled over. I'm sober when I'm getting pulled over. So, like, I'm not afraid of that. I have two stories to tell you. I just thought of another story of getting pulled over that relates to Eddie Van Halen and Mike Messina. So I have to tell you this, okay? So I got pulled over coming home from the Baltimore Sun, 1990-91.
Okay.
I am by the Getz Caramel Factory, by the Pompeian Olive Oil in Upper Highland Town, coming down Madison Monument that way toward like where the Gold Club and Chaps are, because I lived on Kane Street. Okay. I lived where Patterson High School was, right? So I was coming the back way down Urban Avenue. So North Point Boulevard. It's 4 a.m.
Right.
4 a.m. I get pulled over in front of like the new motel, which was totally like
rent by the minute.
Yeah, it was a bit of a brothel, and you can Google that as well. But I'm driving that way, and I got pulled over literally right at the gas station next to what the new motel, where the road V's right where the Gold Club and sort of where Edison what was the name of the neighborhood over there? Armstead Gardens. So I get pulled over, cop comes up, I hand him my ID, hands it back to me, and he's like, your driver's license is expired. This isn't a time in your life, 1990, where I'm flying a lot or I'm pulling my ID out to show to anybody other than the bouncer at the club, because I think I was 21, but barely. And I looked at it and I'm like, damn if it isn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so
how did he know that? What did he pull you over for?
He pulled me over for a taillight.
Okay.
I had a blown taillight because I was probably driving a 77 Caprice Classic wagon. It was like the family roadster. So that's one story. And I'm like, so when you say red lights, like, I didn't
freaks
even know I was doing anything wrong.
Right.
You know what he said to me? He's like, look, I can impound the car. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, you live over here on Kane Street, drive your car home, and I'm putting a notation on your 1990 or whatever.
Right.
That morning, I had to call my stepbrother. I had to drive to Bel Air. I had to take the entire driving test over again because I was so out of expiration that I had to take the whole test. It was like the scene in Taxi. What the...
Yeah.
So
oh,
I knew I'd make
goodness.
You laugh at that. And here I'm
going
to make
it.
You cry about this one. You ready for this
Okay,
one?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
One of my best friends in the whole world, a man I love more than I love most people, lives in Florida. He is by trade a psychologist, psychiatrist. I am not his patient, although I should be. And we've known each other forever. He's a Dolphins fan, raising a family, doing practice, the whole thing. And I haven't seen him or heard from him in a while. And he texts me literally in the middle of, like, work yesterday, right? I'm watching the Oriole game. Something's going. I get this weird text. It's a picture of me and Eddie Van Halen from him. He's a Van Halen nut. And I apparently... Eddie Van Halen and I'm in the Get Nasty shirt, are the cover of some Van Halen fan page right now. It's the meme.
Wow.
You know, like, it's a really cool picture of Eddie because he's holding his guitar in it. And Sammy, Mike Messina's in it. But it's a close-up of just me and Eddie because I'm standing next to Eddie. And he sent it to me. He's like, dude, I found this on the internet. It's like crazy. And I'm like... So I'm like, it's sort of meant to be. I hear from him. That picture is featured in the 25th anniversary documentary, among some other like crazy stuff I've done in my life. But that night, it triggered me. It triggered me on Sunday in the middle of the game. And I looked at it and I wrote him back like something sort of flippantly funny. I wrote him one sentence because we have that kind of relationship. I wrote him, that was a night, LOL. Right. So it's like, how did me and Brad Pennington and Mike Messina wind up in a picture with Eddie Van Halen and Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony? And is that your St. Bernard or is that the Maltese Falcon?
That's the Great Pyrenees barking at the chickens at the house behind us. He loves the chickens.
Has he eaten one?
No, they're all
but he would like
to. He's all fenced. Oh, yeah. He's their protector. And
he's probably not fast enough to catch them. Right.
Oh, I don't know. He's pretty fast.
Well, I'll tell you who caught me that night. And the reason that picture moved me in a different direction, because I've seen that picture, shared that picture. Anybody that has been my Facebook friend has seen the picture of the night backstage at Merriweather, 1993. Messina had just gotten hurt in the Hasselman fight. He was on the DL. Like, so, you know, some weird things were going on at that time. So summer 93. And the Right Here, Right Now tour, I had the tour shirt for 30 years. My wife had to strip it off my back as it fell apart. She hated it. So, and it didn't fit me. So that night, I pulled out with Mike and Mark Messina and whoever else, John Raffalitis was with me, was my roommate at the time. And we drove out of Merriweather Post, and I was taking Messina home, and he lived in Columbia. He lived off Dobbin Circle. He was still renting an apartment. He was not rich. He was barely famous. It was 1993. Got pulled over for a rolling right turn at a stop sign on a dirt road in Columbia. And I got jacked up in Howard County for a rolling right turn. And the cop pulls me over and sees Messina in the back seat and says, I hope your arm gets better. As he gave me a ticket. So
ticket?
I got a ticket. I got a ticket for a right stop sign thing in 1993.
Even with the man in the car. Even with the man in the car.
Both Messinas in the back seat. I think Moose said something like, I'll sign an autograph if it gets you off, dude.
Didn't work. Clearly
So
didn't
when I
work.
saw this picture of me and Eddie Van Halen,
there you go.
It triggered a whole different thing.
That's it. Well, back
So
to where we
anyway,
were,
so
my
have
friend.
at it. You made me laugh with the rape. When you start talking about getting arrested and like bad things
I'm not
happening,
into
you
getting
know?
arrested. That's like my greatest fear ever would be prison. I remember when I was, I don't know, how old were we? 7, 8, 10, and went to school and they showed us that damn Scared Straight video. Remember that?
Oh
Scared
my God,
Straight?
Rawway at the
Oh
Rawway
my
prison?
God.
Remember,
Yeah,
it's all over with.
I was never going to do anything bad. There you go.
See, there's the picture.
That's cool.
That's
That's cool.
somehow this is on some page called
Excellent.
Van Halen Love Tora Tora. So I think it may be a Japanese Van Halen page. I don't know,
Very
right?
cool.
I really don't know, but it's a period piece. What can I say about it, right? I mean, it's a period
There you
piece, right?
go. There
So,
you go.
how are you at tax
I'm
week?
good,
You're
man. I'm good.
but
All
your
good. We
nerves
got.
are better than my nerves
Oh
were
yeah,
that
I'm
night,
not. I
right?
don't. I don't nerve up about tax season. I
Okay.
have, as a matter of fact, right here in my handy hands. If you
Right
can
here,
see
right now.
this, let's
Okay.
see if we can get this. How do I get this
Was that
thing
a
to
W
focus?
something 2, 1099? What is that?
This is a 4868.
See,
That's
see.
the
That sounds like a
form.
5150 is what it sounds like to me.
4868 is the form you file to get your extension with the federal taxes.
Oh, you 812?
There you go. So
Oh,
you file this form.
you're opening the door for me here, you
You
know?
file this form, and it says to the federal government, "I'm not ready to hand you my shit yet." Ooh, I shouldn't have
They're
said
fair enough. Yeah.
that.
Well, you
And
know, I know a
it
whole
says I'm
segment of the world that does this every year, right? There's
right.
a
Of
whole
course,
population
it's
that
normal.
April
I do it.
15th
I
is
do it every
not
year. It's
really
just
the
another
date,
day.
right?
Just another
Okay.
day. But remember, we talked about this before. April 15th and the 4868 doesn't mean you get this not pay the tax. It just means you don't have to give them the paperwork. Government doesn't care about paperwork as long as they got their money. So you give them the paperwork later, but you give them the money now. And so what you do is you do the 4868, you figure out how much you might owe or what it is going to be. You put that on the number on the form and you go to the post
And that
office
gets you off the hook. You know, you
till
have to be able to
October.
pay them now if you're
That's
behind,
right.
right?
That's
Right?
right.
Right.
That's
Okay.
right. Just, you got to do the square up.
If you owe them money, give them their money
Send the
and hit
money
this
and you
form.
take it to the
That's
post
it.
office and you send it certified
All right. I like it.
because they lose stuff. If you do it electronically, which you're able to do, they don't get it sometimes. If you don't send it certified and they say you didn't send it, you're in trouble. Send it certified 14th, 15th at the post office. You have the government telling the government it's on time.
And do this before I'm at Fadley's at Friday, 2 o'clock. Don't wait till Monday, right?
Yeah,
Like,
it's
get this done.
crazy. There's
Get
no
this done.
reason. I mean, you know you're going to do it. Just do it. It's a piece of paper. You don't even sign it. You fill it out. You put your information on it. You send it off, and you're
You got
done.
time, man. The Orioles don't even play on Tuesday night. You know what I
There
mean?
you
Like,
go.
so
There you go.
make a little time. We're gonna be at Costas on Tuesday. We're gonna be at Fadley's Friday. And this 25th anniversary is fun for me because people like Leonard have been listening, watching. I've met your whole family. A lot of people have asked me about it, and so I've been really doing that. Doing Oriole baseball, sort of gearing up for this NFL draft. It has been wonderful watching the women's basketball. Everybody's been watching. I went
Crazy.
out with a friend on Friday and watched the men's basketball at Nacho Mama's. So like I've been out
Monday
and
night,
about
the
a little.
men's
I was at
final.
Chaucer the other night watching the ladies play on Friday. I was in Highland Town. I was at Coco's the other night. I've been moving around town a little bit, not really on social media, but seeing people really digging sports and basketball and
Kickball. A
baseball. It's been fun.
friend of mine's out in Iowa, or he's not in Iowa. He's a Iowa alum. He says nothing better than Caitlin Chickball.
There you go.
And we had what's it, Angel Reese, right? Angel Reese,
Sure. Yeah.
Baltimore girl, got all the accolades last year after LSU won it all, and I think they named a basketball court downtown after her or something, or at her high school. I don't know. She and her brother both went to Maryland. She transferred out to LSU, and now she's all famed up. She's going to go into the WNBA along with Caitlin. They're going to be shooting up eyelashes, or I mean, 3 points from everywhere, and good for them. You know, the ladies need to make some money. The thing is, it's really weird, and I don't know that this is a fact, but I'm pretty certain. You could Google it, as we say. The ladies' college basketball got massive viewership.
Oh yeah.
I don't think the
14
WNBA
million
gets,
watched the first one. I
yeah.
don't have the numbers in yet. I'll keep checking because they'll be in
Yeah.
early on Monday morning in regard to Saturday being
I think
legendary.
the final game was the most watched
Sunday, excuse me.
women's game in history. But I don't think anybody watches the WNBA. For
Well,
some
and
reason,
listen,
it's
listen, and Art Modell would tell you that in 1961, when no one was watching the NFL, that
Yep.
everybody had watched Army, Navy, and Michigan and Notre
Yeah,
Dame,
right,
right?
right.
That college sport built it. Same thing with college basketball and the NBA. Nobody watched the NBA, the
That's right.
college game, Lou Alcindor, and you know, you go back to Bill Walton going into the NBA, and the
That's
NBA
right.
was a
And it
dying
came
sport
along.
in the
It came
70s,
along.
and then Larry Bird and Magic saved it with college,
Yeah,
moved that,
right.
transferred that to the NBA, and then Jordan and LeBron and Kobe and like
And
all of
here
that.
we are.
So hey, listen, I've been on this soccer thing for all my life, right? Like, I've been a soccer guy. A lot of people aren't soccer people.
I'm not a
Dave
soccer guy.
Johnson, my dear friend Dave Johnson in DC, is a legend
Yep.
now
Yep.
after 30 years of calling that sport, that game, MLS, whether you're into it or not into it, it's arrived. I mean, on the women's
Right.
and men's side,
Right.
when Carl
Right.
Delmont comes on and the Harrisburg Heat and the Baltimore Blast, and so it's a thing. Like,
It's
MMA
taken
is a thing. When
forever.
I have John
It's taken
Rallo on,
forever.
right? Like, all of these things take time, and they can either be buried. And some would say indoor soccer is one of those things that during our lifetime, the Blast
Yeah.
in the 80s had a real chance to be sport number five or that next
Right,
thing.
right.
And hockey in the NBA have had chances to fail, flop, go on strike, not have television contracts, all of those things that have happened. And, you know, things like American Ninja Warrior and things that aren't, we don't even think of as sports, have come along. But women's college basketball, I'll just say
Hit
this from
has
my
hit.
heart. I covered college basketball in the 1980s. It's another part of my documentary that I picked the All Metro team for basketball and softball for a number of years at the
Right.
Evening Sun, 89, 90, 91. I can name every one of those girls. I can name every one of their coaches. Bobby Knick, the famous DJ Bobby Knick. I met him in 1988. He was the coach of the Wild Lake basketball team. He was the
There
girls' coach, and he
you
was
go.
running a triangle. You know, like he was running Dean Smith concepts with girls who could play, and Greenberg was had girls at Mount Hebron down there that would have been in the WNBA had there been such a
Sure,
thing in
sure.
1990. So I would just say I was watching it back. I watched Dawn Staley play as a player, so I mean I stand in
Right.
great admiration. It's beautiful to watch a game where they don't dunk,
Right.
right?
They shoot.
Where it's a really, it's a much more visually appealing game to me. And what Caitlin Clark's done with Angel Reese becoming the, you know, the villain, like we've had WrestleMania this week and whatever, and there'll be next villains, and but there are girls playing basketball, their dads with
Right.
daughters playing
Right.
basketball.
Hey,
It's a beautiful thing, Leonard. It really
the
is.
women of the Ohio State University were in there for a while, and the women of Ohio State hockey won the national championship, Frozen Four, 1-0 over Wisconsin.
Well, you
And
mentioned all these fringe sports like here,
this
lacrosse.
year
Hockey is
is
that
the
in a lot of
first,
places.
yeah, this year is the first, the start of the, I don't know what they call it, the WHL, whatever, the Women's Professional Hockey League has started this year. So who knows what that's going to bring, but that blew out of the Olympics, and now they've got lots more teams in college, to which now they have enough to put together, I think, a 6 or 8 team pro league. And maybe 25, 30 years from now, they'll be the original six or something
Well, the
like
women's
the
thing is so
NHL.
nascent to begin with, starting with Title IX and the
Yep.
availability
Yep.
of it. And a girl that's your age or my age or Dawn Staley's age would have had a totally different thing than
That's
the
right.
NIL
That's
and
right.
what Angel Reese already has enough money in the bank to probably take care of herself the rest of her life if she knew
She
somebody
wants.
like you, right?
That's right.
She
That's right.
should. And Caitlin Clark should too, to some degree. And they shouldn't
Here's
have to go
hoping.
over to Russia with a doobie and wind up in jail the way Brittany Griner did
That's
and still
right.
have her coach poop on her last week, literally, right? In Mulkey, right? So I'm talking about these people, and I say one word, Mulkey. That might as well mean Gretzky. Everybody knows who she is
Yep.
now.
Yep.
And we have moved to a place where we talk about wrestling in the 40th WrestleMania. I remember Cyndi Lauper and Lou Albano, and it was a little club,
Yeah.
guys like you and me were in
Girls
watching
just
the
want to have fun.
Saturday afternoon wrestling, and now all of a sudden it's $1 billion. Everybody goes to Philadelphia Hall of Fame. I feel that way about women's basketball, and I definitely feel that way. Soccer now, right? The moment where, you know, the top comes off is 30 years ago.
Right. It's
Right?
amazing. It's
Like it's
amazing.
crazy how far women's sports have come, and
Yep.
why we should somehow be shocked that something like Caitlin Clark would come along, and Angel Reese would come along, and Kim Mulkey would come along, and there'd be good guys and bad guys, there'd be black and white, there'd be inside and outside play, there'd be college versus pro, there'd be women broadcasters sitting doing
Right,
a, which
doing
I
the
brought.
games.
No. There was a bird. There was a whole
Yeah,
Shepherd broadcast.
second
There
broadcast.
was a
Yep.
Manning cast, right, that
Right,
Sue
that's
Bird
right.
did, and I watched part of that,
Yep.
and it's saucy and it's spicy and it's not for me. It's not meant for
No, but
me,
no,
but
they're talking
it's got an
hoops.
audience.
That's
Women's
right.
sports has an audience now, big
Well, you
time.
think about it. Think about it. In the Final Four of the women's, you had UConn, right? They Gino Auriemma, coach of
Legend.
UConn, 11 national championships. But if you go back to the last one and the ones he won, they were blowing people out by 40 points, 30 points. They were the team, and everybody else combined was a team.
Like Harlem Globetrotters, kind of, sort
Right,
of, yeah. Like
right.
Wooden's teams were
That's
in the
right. Now
60s,
he's
yeah.
got to struggle to get back to the Final Four and to win. People are going, what's wrong with Gino? Why isn't he winning? Whatever. Because all the other teams have gotten better and
Hey,
better and better, and
you're
it's
not a
now a sport.
lacrosse guy, and I'm not a lacrosse guy,
No, not
but come
really.
on, when we were of that age, it was either Syracuse or Hopkins, and that was
That's
it.
right.
That
That's
was
right.
it, right?
That's right.
Now we're in
All
a
over.
whole different world, right?
And the women's too. The women's lacrosse. Same gig, man. It
So
is
we've seen this in other
changing.
sports in
It
other
is changing.
ways, right?
Yep.
North
Yep.
Carolina women's soccer, go Google that. Same thing. This beat everybody forever and
Yep.
ever and ever, and then people catch up. Hey, Kim Mulkey came from that Louisiana Tech program that kicked everybody's ass, right? They wore
That's
those
right.
Oiler blue jerseys back in the day. Listen, I watched women's basketball. I'm not new to the party. Hey, I have a fun
Right.
story for you. Yeah, I love having
Sure.
going. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. Do your taxes, think your taxes. If you're freaked out, call Leonard this week. He'll unfreak you out and he'll set you
That's
straight, give
right.
you some gospel. You can also find him at Baltimore Positive. My wife and I were at the owners' meetings at the
Yeah.
St. Regis. This is the one where Bisciotti came up in the middle of the night and pulled me away from the Harbaugh table when I was with Jim Harbaugh, Jack Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, and came over and told me to leave them alone, which I've told that story. It's 15 years ago now. So we left the airport, or left the event, and we flew out of, I want to say it was like it was the Orange County Airport, because we were down
Okay.
near Orange County, down. And by the way, if you've never been to that area, it is the San Juan Capistrano area of Southern California. It is one of the most, Dana Point is one of the most
Yep,
beautiful
beautiful,
places
beautiful.
in the world. And I had never known that. And the owners' meetings were there. It was a one-off, Leonard. They never went back. The St. Regis has become a development. It's not even there anymore. They canned the Biltmore for one time on the West Coast in March of 09, I believe it was. And my wife and I went to the airport. We get on a plane. The plane was going to Oakland because we were going to San Francisco for something. I don't know, to see a concert, something. I don't even know. We were going to
Sure.
see Julio. And we're on a plane to Oakland after the NFL owners' meetings in Orange County. And we're on a Southwest plane, old rickety Southwest
Yeah,
plane.
sure.
We get on, and Al Davis is on our plane.
There you go.
And Al is with Amy Trask, who I didn't know then, who I know now, was with a woman. It was Amy Trask for sure, and a few other people who were in his arrangement. He was still of good mind, Al Davis.
Yep.
And he sat down on the plane in front of me for 2 hours from the minute we sat down. Taxiing, bathroom break, up in the air an hour, landing. The entire time he sat literally right in front. I could touch his head. He was
Yeah,
in the seat
yeah.
in front of me. The entire flight, it was this time of year. So it was March 26th, 7th, 8th, 9th, in that range.
Right.
Newspapers are still cool. It's 2009. He had the USA Today. He spent the entire 2 hours bending the ear of Amy Trask and anyone in his earshot of March Madness, the women's bracket.
There you
He
go.
was absolutely obsessed with women's college basketball. He
Crazy.
loved it. He talked about it. He knew the girls. He knew the players. He knew the coaches. He knew the
Wild.
Matchups. He was unbelievably into it. So I, you gave me a lane to tell you a story that I don't know that I've ever told on the air.
There you go.
But I've told Amy Trask that, and she's like, absolutely, Al loved
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was Al's thing.
Wore her out. Wore her out. With
well,
it.
But I mean, there were people into it. And Al was
right.
always on the front end of everything ever in his life.
Absolutely.
That they never made sense to anybody else, right?
And his son's haircut to go.
I was in a restaurant
oh.
2 weeks ago, Saturday night in Orlando. See, Luke got the pass
yeah.
to go to the owner's meeting reception on Monday night because
right.
Luke had the pass. I've
right.
been to that party 20 times. Big Shrimp, Roger Goodell. Used to be Norby Williamson, no more. But executives are there. Troy Aikman's there. Joe Buck's. I mean, I
yeah,
literally saw all of them as they went in and all of them as they came out. I saw virtually everybody who didn't run from me. Bisciotti
right.
ran from me. DaCosta ran from me. John Harbaugh never saw me. Jim Harbaugh and I spent 20 minutes catching up.
Yep.
So I had a beautiful time. But at 7:30, everybody's going into the party. And about 9:30 or 10, they start coming out. But the drinks there are free. So
right.
everybody kind of stays, right?
Stays
until
around.
11, until they shut the bar down. Ask Luke about how many martinis he had. I think it was Johnny Walker, red, black, blue. I don't know, just Johnny Walker or something. So I had to go somewhere and eat. So I went to the Fufu Shishi bar there to get my parking validated, my $38 parking validated at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. And I walk in, I'm at the bar, and I made friends, and people were wonderful, and I had a delicious
sure.
meal, had a salad, and this and that. Mark Davis walks in.
There you go.
Completely alone, completely alone, completely alone. At a party where there's a party out there, and there's 1,000 people. It's in the middle of the party. He
yep.
walked in. And got a table alone, all by himself, in a beautiful Italian restaurant. I'm sure he got the rigatoni. It was delicious. But I saw him do that 2 weeks ago. I told JT the Brick. I said, your
there
owner
you
just walked in here. Everybody
crazy.
Else is over there. He's over
right.
here.
He doesn't care.
It just tells you who – we're all wired different, aren't
that's
we?
Right.
We really
that's
are.
That's right. He's waiting for the Oakland, Sacramento, Vegas A's to come to town.
Tell me about that. How do you feel about that as a fan?
I think it's horrible, and so what? You know, I don't live in Oakland. What do they get? 1,000 people a night?
But
because
this,
they're
but
the owner is the one that's blown that up.
This is too big to fail in every way, right? Like, there's no normal course of normal business that you go through with people that do normal business that can behave in this fashion that would allow their partners to be a blight. If this were a Marriott location, they would shut
yep,
it down
shut
and
it
take
down.
They would take the name off the top
receivership,
of it.
Right. Chick-fil-A
they
would
just
not
say
stand.
You're no longer a Marriott.
You're
no
not a
longer
franchiser.
Qualified
that's
to be
right.
a McDonald's anymore.
That's right.
You got rats in the basement. You can't be a
put
Subway
up a new
anymore.
One. That's
you know?
Right. Shutting you
like,
down.
Literally, and Major League Baseball has forever, from the time that Selig, hey man, I had Jesse Ventura on my show at the turn of the century on Nasty Nationwide
yeah.
because I was on in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and
he
they
was
were
the
trying
governor.
To shut the Twins down.
Oh.
They were trying to like contract the Twins, right? So
right.
they were actively, they had the commissioner talking about shutting down franchises, and they're doing PR on that. What? Because they're trying to eliminate 50 Major League Baseball jobs, right?
Right.
They got Montreal in hell at that point. They could never figure out Miami. They had all – Tampa was a mess already then, and it's 25 years later. Angelos is effing up the Orioles forever, right, at that point.
Yep.
And
yep.
they still played the Expos in San Juan. They did all of this stuff. They screwed up everything with Angelos for two – they're still untangling from that, and they have a new owner
yep.
at a
yep.
$1.7 billion. And this Oakland thing is just –
they're going to Vegas. They're
going
to Vegas.
To Sacramento.
For a couple years till they build the place in Vegas.
Okay. Who's paying for it?
I don't know. I guess the people of Vegas.
Did you watch what happened to Kansas City last week? Did you see that?
Yes. They downed the tax increase for the
Leonard,
stadium.
Be honest with me. Be honest. Like, be honest. Now, and I'm going to ask
yeah.
every politician this.
No, go ahead.
If during 2021, plague, middle of the plague,
yeah,
this would have hit the ballot to give John Angelos, Georgia Angelos at that point, literally.
Yep, yep.
And Steve Bisciotti,
$600
residing in
million
Florida,
dollars.
Each. If we would have voted on, do we want to give them $600 million in this state? If that would have, I'm going to ask Bill Ferguson this. I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask Brooke Learman this. I'm going to ask Wes Moore this. If it's, I'm going to ask Larry
hush,
Hogan,
hush.
Is he trying to get elected? I'll ask
Johnny.
You
know how it passed. They don't. Nobody hears about it till it's too late. Done. Signed.
Bisciotti still hasn't answered a question, and it literally saw me on a veranda, knowing me 25 years, and ran from me. Didn't even say hello, didn't exchange pleasantries. After taking my press credentials, ran from me and did not make himself available. And they made Sashi Brown available in this noisy restaurant where my employee attended, and he gave all of this Pollyanna nonsense, and he hasn't met with the people here. By the way, he's speaking at the CEO Club later this month, so you want to shake some things up over there, maybe you or me or Steve Cimino, that I should ask him a few questions because he deserves to have – they took $600 million. That's my point in all of this is Rubenstein has inherited this, right?
Yep.
And it feels like he might want to be a stand-up guy about this in a different kind of way, I hope. And I'm continuing the challenge, and
we'll see.
Cal Ripken's involved in this. Kurt Schmoke's involved in this. Calvin Hill, or you know, excuse me, Grant Hill's
Grant
involved
Hill.
In this.
Yep.
So I would Bloomberg, all of this. There are really important, really, really important civic questions that can be asked. It's one of the reasons
Absolutely.
You support me. It literally is because I'm the one guy willing to ask them that has been in contact with Wes Moore's people this week. And I was on the phone with Johnny O's people 5 minutes before you came on because we're trying to get together. Yes, he's running for office, but this bridge going down and what it's going to do to the business down at Trade Point and Costas,
change the world.
It's an unbelievable, it's an earthquake to my people.
Absolutely.
And to everybody down there that I love who supported me, and I want to make sure
world.
We're supporting them. So $600 million for both of these teams. I mean, Kansas City's not doing that. Oakland's not doing that. Sacramento's not doing that. Vegas might do that, maybe. I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
Like, this stuff isn't happening in other places. And it's all the more reason, as I say to Luke, and I would say to John Harbaugh as he's out doing his Fellowship of Christian Athletes tour right now, to whom much is given, much is expected, you know?
Yep.
And that's all I ask as a citizen. That's all
I ask.
That's
it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Right there.
Yeah, that's it. So, a little baseball. What? How are you doing with the new? It's a beautiful vibe to get into. What time's the game? Oh, they don't play today. Oh, they're playing. Hey, I'll meet Nestor over Costas. They're playing it too. I'll take a half day. Like, I love that.
Exciting ball.
It's fresh for my soul again.
Exciting
and I really
ball.
Hope at some point I meet Rubenstein and it's nice and it's good and I get treated like a human being. I'm giving a lot of oxygen for that because I'm doing other things. I don't need to come back to the ballpark today or tomorrow. I need to come back permanently and for the right reasons, like literally. And that's the way I'm viewing it. But like I'm looking at the schedule and saying to Luke on the air, hey man, we can go out to Oakland. You want to go? You know, hey, dude, you got a passport, right? They play in Toronto. That would be fun. Let's go up to Buffalo and go over for a couple of
whole
days.
Whole new world.
I've seen these people have fun
Win
in Pittsburgh,
vibe.
And it makes me feel like, not that I want to go to Pittsburgh on a cold day when it's snowing sideways.
Right.
But, like, it did look like fun.
Didn't look full. But a lot of
plenty
O's
of good
fans.
Seats available.
A lot of O's fans hanging out. Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, in the other ownership, and this is where I get sideways. I was listening to Melanie Newman do the game on the way back from my yoga class the other day. And last year, I heard her and Jeff Arnold purposely not denigrate a player who wasn't running out of a ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what player it was. I'm not going to indict anybody.
Right.
I'm indicting
right.
the broadcasters, but I'm really not. I'm indicting the ownership of how Kevin Brown was treated what they're allowed to say and not allowed to say. Ben McDonald is talking about books he's reading to save his marriage.
Yeah.
And it's become this fun little Kevin Brown is obviously the geekiest, weirdly rock and roll. Like, I don't know him. I haven't met him. It'd be fun to jive. It'd be fun to have a crab cake with him next off season and get to really know him and get to ask my questions in my format that six governors have been on and on and on. Right. So like, I would love to have it be normal. Ben McDonald tweeted at me Sunday. Like, I tweeted, I wrote out loud, I love Ben McDonald, I don't care who knows it, and I do, and I knew Ben as a player.
He's fun.
And I love Ben, and I love watching it, I like following it. I just want to go back to the ballpark and be treated better than I've ever been treated, because they're good people who want to treat me well and want me on the air talking about them being good people who want to treat me well and want to treat everybody well, and they want to ever become back. And I would say this to you, a little homework. For oral history, I had Charles Steinberg on this week, It is the best piece of radio I have done since Cup of Super Bowl, because it did a lot of magical stuff that was really heavy lifting, important stuff, life-saving stuff that week. But from a baseball standpoint, I want you to invest a half an hour in listening to Charles Steinberg, who's up running the Woo Sox, who just lost his best friend in the world, the Larry Lucchino, this week, and talking about Larry's contributions. I couldn't get Larry on this week. We lost him. I had Larry's spirit here for 40 minutes. I heard it in the car before I did this piece with you. I was just running on the radio. And I want the spirit of what Charles Steinberg has talked about for our people. I want that sort of leadership back for our community and for the 600 million. That's what I want in return. You know what I want in return, Leonard? I want something better than Sashi Brown. That's what I want. I want a higher bar than that.
Or at least step up and answer.
Yeah.
Be available.
Yeah. I mean, where are you with the Leonsis thing? You've been watching that circus down there. I mean, well, really been a circus, right?
He bribed D.C. through Virginia, and he got what he wanted. Virginia said no. Taxpayers said no. And Mario Bowser, D.C. crazy mayor, gave him the store to stay in D.C.
Does she not have to do that?
Virginia said no. What's he going to do?
Well, he's not coming to Bill Ferguson and Adrian Jackson.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So where's he going? Washington said yes, and they're going to destroy the surrounding neighborhood to make him richer. And the rich get richer, you know?
Here's a great question. That's how it goes. You got a minute or you got an appointment?
I'm good. I'm good.
Let's take a deeper dive.
Let's roll.
Okay.
Yeah, let's roll.
Let's talk about this.
Yep.
Refer to me as Governor Aparicio, or just King purposes of this conversation. Governor of the Lordship of the Commonwealth of the Greater People of Maryland.
Yep.
Right? Mr. Leonsis, let's have a meeting. Ted's in my phone. I could text Ted.
Yep, yep.
So as the king and as the governor here, or as the governor's emissary, let's say Governor Moore makes me the king of, gives me Terry Hazeltine's, but a real job. And I get to play John Moog and recruit. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, Leonard, we're trying to grow our community. We got a train station here. We're on the corridor. We're going to build a speed line that could get you anywhere in 10 minutes, right? Like, literally, we're going to have trains I've been on in Tokyo. Like, trains that go real fast.
Fast trains,
right? We're going to do that from New York to Richmond because Ted said we're going to be a megalopolis, right? And Ted owns the team. He's a billionaire. He's a genius. AOL, look him up. He's really smart. I know he's really smart. And I say that for real. I have been with Ted privately for hours. He's really smart. He is. I'll say that king, as the governor, or the sports radio guy who doesn't really respect him much, but thinks he's smart.
Yep.
So I'm going to go down and have a meeting with the monumental folks who want to have a television megapolis too, right?
Sure.
Because big play is TV.
Right.
Mr. Leones, I'll tell you what we can do for you. I have this really struggling city up in Baltimore. We're building this red line and we're building this maglev, and I've got this place called Westport. It's got a lot of African-American heritage and lineage, some good, some not so good. And it's got water access. And we got a land developer down here who's been trying for 20 years to get TIFs and get some special sauce. We have some federal special sauce from the bridge and this and that. We're trying to put Baltimore back together again. How would you feel about Baltimore Wizards? How would you feel about Baltimore Clippers, and we'll just retire the Capitals name and we'll bring the teams here. So here's what we'll do. I'll give you how much you need? $1.5 billion?
$1.5 billion.
I'll give you $1.5 billion. I just gave these two football teams $1.2 billion. We'll write it over 50 years. You'll sign a long-term lease. We're going to bring the NBA back to Baltimore. We're going to bring the NHL back to Baltimore. We're going to build a maglev that's going to get people from resting up here in 18 minutes for, you know, $8 in the future.
Yep.
And we're really going to show off that D.C.'s kind of the center of the world, but Baltimore's going to be the center piece. Baltimore's going to be what Philadelphia failed to be and what New York has faltered. Baltimore's going to be the center of everything because we're going to have an NHL team and an NBA team and a maglev and
Major League Baseball and NFL.
We got all that. We already funded that.
Right.
But, you know, we got crime. We got kids. We got schools. We got deteriorating infant. We got a train track under the. We have. But I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of talk you have to talk.
Right.
In
These
order.
days. These days. That's what it
So
takes.
if you can move the A's, theoretically, to Vegas via Sacramento, why wouldn't, if he wants to come to Maryland? And Wes Moore is going to meet with him down there, and Muriel Bowser is not going to get it done in D.C., then the next step has to be, I'll bring you some money, and we'll put it on the ballot in Maryland, but those teams are going to sit in Baltimore, and we're going to be a four-sport town, and we're going to build a maglev around it, we're going to build, and we're going to have jobs, and we're going to have we're going to have our Atlanta community that goes up around it, where we own things around it that bring people there 360. It's an entertainment center on the new waterfront in Westport. That's a $4 trillion thing that includes bringing the NHL and the NBA to Baltimore.
I'm all in, except I tried Virginia. They said no. And DC came in with a lot of money, and I signed a lease, and I'm staying. Because Baltimore didn't get to him fast enough.
I'm just dreaming here this morning, but I am creating what I used to say was good radio. Because if I open the phone lines right now at 410-481-1570, we could talk about it all day, right?
People would be all over it.
If we had to go right now to vote a billion to keep the two teams we got, we'd have a hard time doing that.
No doubt. If you'd have voted for the $1,000,000, I don't know if what would have happened, just like Kansas City. And what are they going to do if they lose?
Come out for that?
What are they going to do if they lose the Chiefs? What are they going to do then? They lose the Chiefs. I saw over the weekend, Texas said, we got room for another team. Bring the Chiefs. They're now doing this thing. Bring the Chiefs back to Texas.
Well, maybe Ted Leonsis can take the Caps and the Wizards to Austin. You know what I mean? Like I'm literally just saying, I saw Stan Kroenke, who didn't run for me. He doesn't know me. I saw them all, Leonard. I saw Ziggy Wolf and Robert Kraft chatting in the foyer. Yep. Like, I saw Stephen Jones come in with wine and poured it for everybody. It was Silver Oak, by the way.
There you go.
So I would just tell you.
Look, it's just a billionaire's club soaking the consumer, soaking the taxpayer for fortunes.
He left his own people to go to L.A. to build a hub for the league. And to your point, they have raised the bar there to even the point where the Cincinnati Bengals compete. They don't have any broken spokes like the Oakland Athletics or the Tampa Bay Rays or the Angelos Orioles. Nope. That, you know, that kneecap the Lerner Nationals of their money, that beget how many of these teams tread water, the Pittsburgh Pirates, that just print money and put, as Andy McPhail once said out loud, why serve them steak when they'll eat hamburger?
Exactly. That's what it
we
is.
We need to make sure that Rubenstein's not doing that. I don't think he's going to do that. He needs to be held accountable to do that. That's all.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And he says he's going to do better, and we're going to find out, because there's a bunch of kids in the minor leagues dying to get up here, and they're either going to bring them up or sell them off, one or the other.
Well, that's going to save them money. I mean, Luke and I spent the whole day talking about, hey, you get Hayes and Mullins go out when they're making $12 million a year. Let them go. We're replacing with Cows. We're replacing with Kerstad. And the next 5 years, we got cheap help. Hey, that's what keeps the Ravens together. And that's what's going to break them up with Lamar making all this money.
Look,
Lamar's not going to have Odell, you know?
Jadeveon Clowney. How about that deal, huh? $2.5 million for a year to come to the Ravens. He resurrected his standing, studded out for the season, and then went to Carolina and got 2 years, $25 million. Good for him.
Joe Flacco just got $4.5 million more to come in because he proved he could
do it. He going to the Colts now?
Yeah, man, he's doing the whole tour.
He's going to be
the Steelers at some point, right?
Right, he's going to be the what's his name?
He's going to win a playoff game for the Steelers one day.
Who's the beard? Help me.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. I saw
Fitzpatrick.
Him.
Yes,
he was at the bar at the Ritz 2 weeks ago.
Joe is going to fight Fitzpatrick for the most uniforms.
I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick 8 feet away from where Chad Steele stared at me and dared me to come over and talk to Steve Bisciotti at midnight.
Right.
So This is the world I'm living in while these guys get $600 million, and we talk about Kansas City
For
not
free.
doing it,
For
where
free.
Oakland hasn't done it, where
Yep.
Vegas might not do it, where St. Louis didn't do
Oh,
it,
Vegas
on
is
and
going
on
to
and
do
on and
it.
on and on and on and
Vegas
on,
is
right?
going to do it. They want it, and they told you, and they got hockey, and they got football, and they're going to get baseball, and the NBA is not too far behind. Let's not kid ourselves.
And Ted Leone just saw all of this and said, "I want mine."
And DC said, "Certainly, sir. May I
No,
have
not
another?"
certainly, sir. They said, "Go shop.
That's right.
Go
And when he
embarrass
shopped,
yourself. Go over to
but
Virginia like Thomas
when
Jefferson
Virginia,
and put your feet there and eat cherry pie and tell
but
everybody
when
you're going to go over to
Virginia said
Virginia."
no, they still said yes. They still said yes, even though they clawed their way to yes, but they did it.
All right. Well, you're done with me. Leonard Raskin
You've got mail.
brings sensibility to all of this at Raskin
You've got
Global.
mail.
You can find him there at raskinglobal.com, as well as at Baltimore Positive, out on the front of our website. Hope to get a crab cake with you soon. We're getting this thing back out on the road. Springsteen can get back out on the road. I can go have some crab cakes this
There
month.
you
All right.
go. Amen.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Let a man dream a little bit about the Baltimore Clippers in the National Hockey League.
Yeah.